Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Cowboys, Pats, Sunday, 12:30 pregame, 3:30 kick here on your home of America's team. This is Sean and RJ, where every Friday at this time, we're joined by the head coach of your favorite football team, Mike McCarthy, on 105.3 The Fan. Coach, how are you?
Doing well. Good morning, Sean, RJ.
I had a question for you. When you play a coach like Bill Belichick, a guy who has all the rings, all the titles, you know, all the accolades, do you feel this as a special challenge for yourself?
I think it's only natural. Absolutely. I mean, when you look at this opportunity, you know, especially where we are as a football team, you know, the step that we want to take Sunday, this is an important step. But yeah, definitely. I mean, everybody that's part of this opportunity, everybody has a chance to compete, and particularly, and we're still in the preparation mode. Yeah, there's a lot of personal, you know, ambition and excitement that goes into each and every opportunity, and definitely is no different this week.
What are some of his attributes, Coach, that you've come to respect the most over time? Like, we think he's always going to come up with some genius defensive game plan or find something within the rules to capitalize on. What are some of the things that you admire the most about Bill?
His ability to have continued success, that's to me is the biggest challenge in this league. I mean, we're all obviously fighting to have the successful season, but to do it as long as he's done it at the level he's done it is so impressive. And, you know, it really starts with the way his teams play each and every week. I mean, he has a clear identity and play style of how they play. They're philosophical in their approach as far as, you know, how their offense, you know, gets in and out of game plans, you know, can swing from one end to the other, you know, based on who they're playing. Their defense does a really good job of matching personnel and really trying to combat your most productive concepts. And this is clearly will be our toughest challenge of the year for our special teams. You know, they have five veteran players with a tremendous amount of experience and expertise that lead their special teams unit. So this will be a huge, huge opportunity for our special teams.
The importance of special teams, Coach, do you still view it as important as you did maybe 10 or 15 years ago with some of the different rule changes, and you're not getting the return game as much and the way kickers have progressed? Do you view special teams as just as important as you always have?
I mean, I do, because to win championships, you have to win in December and January football. And with that, you have the possibility or the probability of playing in outdoor climates. And, you know, I think clearly with this opportunity Sunday, it's a Northeast football team, you know, that has clearly put the highest priority on special teams, you know, from a personnel acquisition and resources. And I think this is something that, you know, I've experienced in the past, but, you know, no one's done it better than the New England Patriots as far as their commitment to special teams. And once again, it's the win in the later months of the season. It's definitely a factor.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mike McCarthy here on The Fan. One of the things we always talk about with New England, I'm sure other teams do it, obviously, but we always highlight Belichick. Who is he going to focus on to take out of the game? Who is he not going to let beat you? Is that one of the things that you start your game planning prep with? And is that unique to New England, or that many other teams do that more than we think and know?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's a weekly – it's a, you know, weekly variable that's, you know, at the forefront of your game plan. You know, we come in on Mondays. We spend probably more time than most on correcting the last contest. You know, we all believe in self-scout as coaches in this league, I'm sure. But, you know, I think it's like anything. How much time and energy do you put towards it is really reflective of, you know, how much, you know, you use in your game plan. So we spend that time, you know, during the day on the self-scout and with our players, but that's when we kick it over to the next opponent, you know, matchups and, you know, the things that we're doing well and how we think this opponent views us and is really the starting point of each and every game plan every week.
Who was your coaching idol?
My coaching idol?
Yeah.
Chuck Knoll.
Chuck Knoll.
Yeah.
Old Pittsburgh days. Mm-hmm.
Old Pittsburgh, just, you know, growing up there, you know, it's four Super Bowls and, you know, the great teams of the 70s. It was obviously during my childhood.
Yeah, I mean, he carried Terry Bradshaw to a title, right?
Excuse me?
I'm just joking. I said he carried Terry Bradshaw to a couple titles.
RJ thinks Terry Bradshaw's overrated, Mike, just so you know.
Yeah.
And Montana and Brady.
Well, not so much Brady. Montana, though, but definitely. Mike McCarthy joined us here, 105.3 The Fan. Have you this?
You see, you didn't get a laugh or a chuckle or a reaction.
It's because he doesn't want to say that I'm right.
Right.
This is Dak's second time facing New England. Have you noticed a leap in quarterbacks and how they play against a Bill defense the second or maybe even third time they play him?
Mike? Oh, maybe that's why he didn't respond.
Oh my God. I'm calling back.
Did he just straight hang up? There you go.
I didn't hear a click.
So now all of a sudden you bail on your Brady's overrated thing.
Well, he's overrated if you put him number one.
Yeah.
But if you put him number three, he's not overrated.
Yeah. So I was wondering, there was no laugh, no reaction. I was like, ooh, you went to his childhood days, or you went to the old school. Going at the Steelers and Terry Bradshaw. Man, there you go. RJ owning it finally gets us in trouble here with Mike McCarthy. So we'll see if we can get Coach back.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Go ahead.
All right, Coach, we got you?
Yeah, what happened?
I don't know. I guess you heard my Steelers take and you hung up the phone.
Oh, I thought maybe you didn't like my answer.
We didn't hear the answer. It was deadly quiet. We're like, we just got canceled. There you go. It's over. What was your answer?
You know, what part? Did you get the Chuck Knoll part?
Oh yeah, Chuck Knoll was your coaching idol, right?
Okay.
Yeah, that was it. That was it.
That's kind of what went out on my end.
Okay.
All right, very good. Very good. Yeah,
we'll leave it at that.
We don't need to talk about the rest of the stuff.
Yeah, some great games here, obviously, with the Cowboys and the Steelers.
Way to end it with a period. Yes.
So coach, this is like, you know, this is Dak's second game against a Belichick coached defense.
Yes.
Have you noticed a leap that quarterbacks take the second or even third time around they face the Patriots just because they're more accustomed to some of the looks he might give?
Oh, no, that's an excellent question. I think the leap comes more, you know, in a series of games. You know, I clearly understand why you're asking, you know, the metric that they bring to the contest. But, yeah, I think you have to look at the last contest, you know, 2 years ago in the rain and all the other elements involved. You know, it looks like the weather's going to be a clear night Sunday. So, but yeah, I think this will be a great metric for our whole offense. You know, we're playing the right way. I love the complementary football we're playing as a football team, and you know, the offense's ability to be balanced. So, this will be you know, our biggest challenge schematically this year.
From the defensive side, you know, they've got a couple of, you know, pretty decent tight ends. They're probably more tight ends than most teams do have decent ones. Is this just a different matchup when you have to face, you know, when arguably their two best receivers or two of their three best are on the tight end spot?
Well, I think it's part of their personality on you know, their football team. I mean, they've always, you know, valued the tight end position, you know, very highly, and it fits with the way they want to play. I mean, you know, this team is about defense and special teams as their starting point. We all clearly understand that they've had a, you know, great quarterback for decades up here, Tom Brady. But you know, the defensive philosophy and the special teams is something that, you know, you're always going to contend with when you play the Patriots. So I think the tight end position clearly fits with the way they want to play. We'll see more two back offense this week than we've seen, you know, the whole season. And, you know, and to me, when you do break down offense, it's, you know, really breaks down in three categories, you know, one back, two back, and zero and no backs. So the two back schemes that we'll see this week, it's funny when it goes up in the game plan meetings, they call them old school, you know, old school plays now. So it's, you know, it's just, you know, they've played this way for a long time and it serves them very well.
Mike McCarthy here with Sean and RJ on 105.3 The Fan. How concerned have you guys been about the snaps, Coach? We had heard that you were working in McGovern and Connor Williams a little bit at practice. Are you still sticking with Biotish? And how confident are you that how much does that really disrupt things as a QB guy? If it's like a little bit off for Dak or a tiny bit low, does that really throw off the rhythm of a play?
Well, I mean, definitely. I mean, the quarterback center exchange is the starting point of every offensive play. I mean, it has to be clean. I have full confidence in Tyler, and he's doing very well. I feel like he's still growing as a young player, but we need to be cleaner there. And I'm talking about all three centers. So it's definitely an emphasis. You know, it has reared its head a few times, and you know, it's definitely a focus for us because, you know, you look at just last week's game, you know, you got an excellent rhythm going and you're driving down the field and then you have the fumble snap for a turnover. So we work on it every day, which is normal, but definitely we're aware of the two or three plays that we need to be better at.
How much has Diggs been lobbying you with all this talk this week, and where do you stand on him being able to play a little wide receiver?
It's funny, and winning breeds a lot of this. I've actually had a few defensive guys want to play on offense this week, but hell, if I was them, I'd want to play on offense too. I mean, it's a fun offense to be a part of. But yeah, I think Trayvon, we'll stick with him at corner right now. It's obviously off to a tremendous start.
What's been your history of it, Coach? Have you had a guy that you've used on the offensive side of the ball, or a guy that you almost did it, you came very close, or have you never have you never made that adjustment or addition?
No, we've had players. Bill Carter was the first player that I was around that we moved over on offense for a series, of games back in Kansas City. He was, that type of, just a phenomenal athlete that could play both offense and defense. But, I've only done it more, in the terms of situational plays and things like that.
Coach, we love Tyron Smith, future Hall of Famer. But we saw that he was added to the injury report with a neck. Is that something that we should be worried about, or something minor where he'll be good to go on Sunday?
I'm thinking we're going to be fine there. We'll see how Tyron is today when he comes in. But it's something that showed up in practice yesterday.
And Diggs did not practice. Are you confident in him going with the ankle?
He just needs to keep progressing. If he keeps making progress, I think he'll be ready to go.
Mike McCarthy here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. Coach, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much for sticking with us through RJ's Bad Steeler Takes.
Oh, man.
And good luck on Sunday.
Thank you, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.